Why don't you just read you a very interesting quote on wealth from this Maharishi Science of Being and Art of Living. The quality of wealth is determined by the means in which it has been earned, as well as by the effects that it produces for others. Wealth of a good quality is that which has been earned by means which have helped to elevate society or to improve the lives of people. A house built with this wealth, or an act done with it, will produce a good influence in the atmosphere. Wealth of bad quality is that which is gained by illegal or sinful means, or through a type of business which tends to lower the standards of society, lower its consciousness, and directly or indirectly creates a situation whereby the moral, spiritual, and religious values of the people are debased. Any work done with this wealth, or any house built with it, has an overall depressing effect. So, those people who inherit great wealth that is earned through an activity which lowers the consciousness or damages the lives of people, it doesn't produce a healthy influence on that person. And it tends to show itself in sickness or in degenerate ways of life or mind that's clouded with petty low thoughts. But one who inherits wealth doesn't know that he's suffering from the demoralizing influence of the money that he's inherited. These often innocent and basically well-meaning people are the victims of the harm perpetrated on society by their parents or forefathers. Apart from its adverse effects upon them, their wealth does not engender in them any feeling of helping others. But the way out of such a situation is to devote a proportion of the inheritance to any work directly dedicated to raising the consciousness of the people. This counteracts the adverse effects produced at the time that the wealth was earned. That's incredibly valuable to know. We're very kind of unaware of the source and the effect of the money that we strive after and that we have. And there's quite a lot more thoughts on wealth in the body of the longer lecture. But just very briefly, the quote that it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than a rich man to enter heaven was never Maharishi's idea about wealth. He basically said, and this is referring to richness in the sense of egotistic, not bothering to make contact with the force of evolution. And in such a person, it isn't easy to enter into spiritual life or enter into heaven. But Maharishi was always very pro 200% of life, 100% relative, but also 100% absolute. As long as the all the riches and the wealth are combined with meditating and pure consciousness. And there's a very beautiful quote where he talks about money on its own is only good in a state of enlightenment. In ignorance, it can be a big, huge damage to life, actually. But combined with pure consciousness, enlightened consciousness, it's good. It's actually, and then one can do much good with it. Okay, so hopefully you'll listen to the longer tape as well.